I don't want you to leave, I mumbled pathetically, staring down again. Which is exactly why I should. But don't worry. I'm essentially a selfish creature. I crave your company too much to do what I should. I'm glad. Don't be. He withdrew his hand, more gently this time. His voice was harsher than usual. Harsh for him, still more beautiful than any human voice. It was hard to keep up. His sudden mood changes left me always a step behind, dazed. It's not only your company I crave. Never forget that. Never forget I am more dangerous to you than I am to anyone else. He stopped, and I looked to see him gazing unseeingly into the forest. I thought for a moment. I don't think I understand exactly what you mean. By that last part, anyway, I said. He looked back at me and smiled, his mood shifting yet again. How do I explain? He mused. And without frightening you again. Without seeming to think about it, he placed his hand back in mine. I held it tightly in both of mine. He looked at our hands. That's amazingly pleasant. The warmth, he sighed. A moment passed as he assembled his thoughts. You know how everyone enjoys different flavors, he began. Some people love chocolate ice cream, others prefer strawberry.